Hi, this is your girl, Nashay Lamore, and today I'm going to come to you and talk about a topic that everybody probably have experienced or probably is currently experiencing. You guys, we just came out of seasonal, you know, the yearly Christmas and New Year's, and of course the Thanksgiving. And now we're back to business as usual. Well, most of us are. And we're basically focusing on things, you know, the New Year's resolution, new year, new me, you know, everything is positive or trying to be positive and move in a direction whereas we're trying to do things in a better, you know, aspect, outlook, etc. Well, you know, sometimes we try to do that and that is the plan. But sometimes it's not always that way. It's not always that way. Due to circumstances, due to environment, due to people around us. A lot of times we, you know, we're in toxic situations or we're around a lot of negativity or our energy is off, you know, from us to move forward and move in a positive direction where we know that it's going to be beneficial for us, whether it's currently or beneficial in the future, however, whenever. A lot of times we tend to think that we are going to be able to fight through it and it's more easier than what it appears. Or maybe, you know, thinking that sometimes our situation is going to change overnight, basically. Well, you know, and I know, situations don't change overnight. And if you have not been planning or anticipating on changing your circumstances or changing your environment way before New Year's, a lot of times it might take a little more time than what you think it's going to take. A lot of times it's going to spill over to the new year. And this is 2022. I know that we, you know, and I'm not being a Debbie Downer. I'm not being negative. I'm just speaking, you know, facts. You know, we have to plan and anticipate on starting in the mind, you know, in the mindset to change things. You know, we can't just up and say, oh, we're going to change overnight. And then you expect the outcome to happen overnight as well, because basically you haven't planned. You just haven't put the best foot forward in advance to expect what you put in, you're going to receive. And a lot of times you've heard that. I'm sure we've all heard that as a child, as a younger adult. At least most of us have. I mean, I can't say everybody, but at least most of us have. We've heard what you put in it is what you're going to get out. And a lot of times also we haven't just noticed that we needed to get out of a situation. We need to get away from certain people. We need to get from up under things that was not good or beneficial to us. A lot of times we stuck in circumstances or situations or environments for whatever reason. Sometimes you can't control it. And I do understand sometimes that, you know, we're in a certain situation temporarily. And you know, we have to deal with it until we get up out of it. But then sometimes we put our own selves. We are our own worst enemy. I know you've heard that, ladies and gentlemen. We are our own worst enemy. Yes, we tend to pretend that it's everybody's fault. And we have these smoke screens and, you know, these clouded glasses. And we tend to not accept responsibility for who we are and what we have allowed and what we have put ourselves into or even allowed to put ourselves through, what we have allowed to let ourselves go through. And that's not fair. You know, that's not fair. What do I mean by it's not fair? It's not fair to you and it's not fair to other people, because sometimes we get in situations and circumstances and we think that people are going to change. It's not the people that need to change, ladies and gentlemen. It is you that needs to change. And you can't expect people to see what you see if you've had some type of revelation, if you've had some type of eye opening or whatever, and now you see that things need to be better for you, or it's not working out, or, you know, it's just not a good fit. You can't continue to try to fit a circle hole in a square peg, you know, and you're steadily trying to make something work that's not going to work, like beating a dead horse. A lot of times, whatever reason, we hang around, and usually I'm talking about, because I'm a relationship, I talk about real life relationships. I'm speaking on the platform or the area of relationships. Now, this can also apply for friendships as well, meaning girlfriends, you know, hanging out. It could apply for guys with his friends or any type of relationship. This really can apply for. But I'm really gearing and directing this conversation in regards to the relationship. I'm gearing this in regards to the relationship. Nishe Lamour is an author. I speak on the podcast and I do other things. And I have other projects that I'm working on as an author, which is my beginner introduction to the world was the book Girl Please. But now I'm expounding on other levels to take my business in other areas. But that's neither here nor there. I just want to give you an insight of where the podcast is going to go today. Because a lot of times we tend to cry wolf and we tend to be upset and be passionate about trying to play the blame game. And playing the blame game, we have to be honest with ourselves if we're adults and mature adults at that. We have to understand that you are responsible for your own happiness. You are responsible for your situations. Ultimately, you are responsible for what happens to your life. Ultimately, you are responsible for who comes around you. Ultimately. So we're not talking about situations where you have parents that are toxic or negative, or you have relatives that are, you're born the bloodline, you can't help it. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying right now, right here, the relationships that we have, in regards to relationships, intimacy, a lot of times we allow things to go on extremely way too long, and it's so toxic and it's so draining that a lot of times when people are hearing about the same old over and over again, a lot of times people are like, oh, here we go. Here go the story again. Here go the person telling the story again. Here go the person interacting, telling me this, that, you know, and the third, you know, that's kind of like Ohio talk. Basically, it's just like over and over again. And people don't want to tell you that love you or care about you, but they tend to try to assist in most cases. I've seen people also walk away, you know, because then it becomes toxic. It spills over into their life, into their mental capacity, where they're thinking about it and they begin to be bothered. And it basically messes or interferes with their energy. You have to be careful, ladies and gentlemen, in order to be progressive and productive and positive. Oh, I said the three things: progressive, productive, positive. Oh, that's, I have to write that down myself. A lot of times you have to be careful, because people will steal your energy. And it would just be draining. It just will be draining. You have to just know that when enough is enough, and what is good for you and what's not good for you. It's not that you're trying to be a mean person. It's not that you're trying to, how can I say it? Exile everybody for life, like you don't want to make people involved with you, because a lot of times, sometimes people are connected to you, because marriages, you can't just get out of a marriage if you're involved with somebody. If they're with you, I mean, you could eventually walk away, or you could eventually plan on divorcing, or you could eventually plan on a breakup. But sometimes the ties are there. You know, it could be the children. It could be you have a house together. You have bank accounts together. You have a business together. You have all these things that are tied together. It makes it harder sometimes in some instances, some cases, ladies and gentlemen. It makes it harder for you to walk away. Now, with that being said, I understand that because sometimes children involved makes it harder for you to walk away. But at some point, when your happiness is at stake, you have to understand that sometimes manipulation is being played. And a lot of times when people play on your goodness or your kind behavior or your loyalty or whatever, that you kind of question who they are as a person. And sometimes they might be narcissistic. And narcissistic people, not to make this podcast about narcissism, a lot of times narcissistic people, they know how to pull out cards. It is a game to them in most cases. They know when and when to pull, when to pull back. They know what to say, when not to say. They have this all kind of like orchestrated. It's calculated, like Tupac would say. Tupac always said, the rapper, rest in peace, Tupac, he always said, some people's actions are calculated. Well, you have to know when people are being calculated, because a lot of times when you're in a negative environment or a toxic surrounding or something that doesn't fit well with your energy, you're going to know if you've presented it to the person and you've told them, you know, hey, you know, this doesn't work for me. This is not working for me. I can't do this any longer. I will not do this any longer. I don't like this. I don't like the situation that I'm in. I don't like how I'm feeling. Guess what? And if they don't jump on it to change, then it's not you, you know, it's them. And then what I mean is it is them. But also at the same reverse, it's you. Why do Nishay Lamore say that? It's you because if you're with someone that do not have respect or loyalty for you and the way you feel, the way you're thinking as a person, and not just as a lover or as a partner, but as a friend, because ladies and gentlemen, you should be friends before you be lovers. I mean, you do what you want, but I'm just saying it makes it so much better. It makes it so much better. But if the person is not there for you as a friend, you got to question yourself. What are you really in? Who are you really with? Because a lot of times if you're in a toxic situation or you're in a negative environment, a negative situation, guess what? At some point in the situation or situationship, relationship, whatever ship you want to call it, ladies and gentlemen, you got to look at yourself. That's what you call self-love, ladies and gentlemen. That is what Nishay Lamore always talks about. She always talks about self-love. She always talks about how it's very important to love yourself. I always stress that since I've been doing podcasts, and this may I say, I have been doing it for 2 years. A lot of people have just coming on doing it. I've been doing it for 2 years this May, and that is a big milestone for me. Nishay Lamore having over 150 podcasts. So I think that is something for me to scream about, because I'm very happy about that. But long story short, or moving right along, you have to be careful, ladies and gentlemen, because a lot of times you get caught up in the wrong things. And just because you have somebody with you don't mean that they're with you. I'm going to say it again, ladies and gentlemen, louder for you to understand. Just because you have somebody with you do not mean that they're with you. So you can be on paper or for everybody else for show. You could be in a relationship, but not really in a relationship. I'm going to say it again. You can be in a relationship, but not really in a relationship. So I'm going to be doing some things this year, and I'm going to be doing pop-ups and conversations and convos and everything. And I'm going to be killing the game. I'm just going to be going in. People that rock with Nishay Lamore, I really appreciate you guys. I love you guys. People who don't rock with Nishay Lamore, I still love you guys. My haters, a special shout out to you guys. Hey, I love you guys as well. But Nishay Lamore is just going hard. 2022, this is all about me. It's nothing personal. I've been working hard for a while. Anybody who knows my history, knows my character, knows my anything that I have presented to the social media platform, knows when you Google my name, you know that I have been working diligently and very hard at what I do. Hard work eventually pays off. I believe that. And what God has in store for me, I do not know, but it's coming. It's coming. And I believe that. So I appreciate the people that do see the potential that Nishayla Moore has. And I'm not going to let it stop me. I'm going to continue to move forward and do what I have to do. But on another note, like I was saying, a lot of times when we are in a toxic situation, we also can be blindsided, ladies and gentlemen. We can be blindsided. And what do Nishayla Moore mean by blindsided? A lot of times when we're in toxic situations, not everybody. Some people see right away and they just made a decision to deal with it. I mean, hey, and if you're strong enough or mentally capable of dealing with it without being destroyed or having to almost jump over a bridge, suicidal, or basically you're smoking or drinking or have a habit, because a lot of times something happens drastically when you deal with it for a long term and you don't do any research to understand that something is not right, or basically seek help. Okay. If you can handle that, kudos to you. You know, I'm not knocking you. If that's what you do, this is your life. You're the CEO of your life. This is what you want to do. But remember, you must be able to accept responsibility for your actions on long term. Please don't pull out a violin, singing along, long sad story, playing the violin, saying shoulda coulda woulda, somebody shoulda told me, when you yourself, I know at some point you have seen some red flags. Yes, that is the word that has carried on from 2021, ladies and gentlemen. Red flags. That word has carried on from 2021. That is another word. Self-love, red flags. We got to be honest with ourselves. We got to know the truth. We got to speak the truth. You got to believe in what you, you got to believe in your worth. Let me just say that. You got to believe in your worth, and you got to believe that you can have better and you will do better. All the excuses, it's just that, excuses. Because at some point, like I said before, your life should have value to yourself. If it doesn't have a value, any value to nobody else, it should have value to yourself, and you should want to have and do more for yourself than to just accept what the circumstances of the environment. You don't have whatever you was born into, or what are you around, whether you've seen toxic parents, negative people, negative family members, negative girlfriends. You don't have to accept it. I mean, it's all in what you are comfortable with doing, or what you like, or what you want. But you cannot, in the end, when it does not go in your favor, or you do see that it's basically like to the point of no return and you're having issues, or you, if you've been destroyed, you're almost destroyed dealing with it, guess what? You can't blame anybody but yourself. You just can't, because at the end of the day, you seen the red flags. You've seen the red flags, ladies and gentlemen. And this is why I say it's called, you got to have self-love. You got to have self-love. It is mandatory. You cannot walk around and act like you don't know what's going on and pretend, you know, that everybody is, you know, doing something to you and you have no responsibility to take action for it, because this is your life. So I just wanted to go over that. That was a very, very, very long introduction, ladies and gentlemen. I could see that this is going to be a little lengthy than I normally lately have been doing. I've been trying to keep them around 30 minutes. And that's cool. That's cool, ladies and gentlemen. You know, whether it's 20 minutes, whether it's 50, I'm going to bring you the tea. I'm going to bring you the information. I'm going to bring you whatever it is you need to hear on the podcast. I'm not going to play any games. I'm not going to do a lot of just sitting around talking and this and that. I'm going to bring you the information that you need to hear. This is what I'm here for. This is what I signed up for, and I have no problem with it, and I like doing it. So with that being said, I do want to talk about this, because it's very, very serious with some people, and a lot of people don't understand the seriousness of changing their mindset, changing their environment, changing their life when you're around people in the relationship that are toxic. Yeah, you have to change your life. It's up to you. It's not nobody else. It's up to you. You have to change. You have to understand the importance of changing. And trust me, let me just say this. When you change your lifestyle and your life around somebody that's toxic in a relationship or negative, guess what? Seem like everything started to blossom. Don't it seem like that, ladies and gentlemen? It seemed like things started to happen. Things that you prayed about started to come to pass. You started to have offers. You know, that job you wanted, it seemed like it was easier to get because you were more focused. You were more concentrated on what you had to do for you. It seemed like your health is restored, whether you're fighting a cold, whether you're fighting whatever. This is just throwing it out there. It seemed like because you were so caught up on that negative relationship or that toxic environment or toxic situationship, relationship, guess what? You wasn't able to figure out what it was needed to be done for you. Yeah, I'm going to say it again before we get into the podcast, the meat of the podcast. Because you were so focused on that toxic relationship, that negative relationship or negative environment, you were so just gone, clouded, mind gone. Guess what? You couldn't see straight. You wasn't seeing straight. You wasn't yourself. You wasn't talking right. You wasn't thinking straight. You wasn't thinking right. Whatever the case may be, guess what? You wasn't able to see the forest for the trees. You wasn't able to see the potential of that you could probably blossom into or the potential that you needed to go because of the fact something was blocking your path. Blocking your peripheral. Yeah, you couldn't see right. You couldn't think right. You was crowded. You was having headaches. So sometimes, in most cases, ladies and gentlemen, and that could be proven, when you clear your path and you basically focus on you and you get things right with you, it seems like things start to roll. The ball starts rolling in the right direction. In the right direction. It starts to roll in the right direction. Yes. So it's up to you. You're the CEO of your life. You have to know what you want. And this is how it has to happen in order for you to live the life that you want to live, especially with peace and understanding. Number one thing, peace and understanding. Protect your energy. Always tell you that. Protect your energy. You need to protect your energy, especially if you want to be productive in life. So with that being said, let's get the ball rolling. We're going to talk about this. Yes, we're going to talk about this. Six signs that you are in a negative or toxic relationship, ladies and gentlemen. Let's do this, Nichay Lamour. Six signs that you are in a negative or toxic relationship. Number one, drum roll, please. Guess what? Number one is negative energy. Negative energy. I just said that in my introduction. Your energy is off, ladies and gentlemen. The energy is off. You're feeling off balance. You're not right. You're not even feeling like doing anything. You're a lot of times you're weakened. Sometimes I've known people to have diarrhea when they're arguing and upset. Their body is upset. The body is off track. They can't hold anything down on their system. Then I've seen the opposite. I've seen people eat a lot when they're stressed out or they're in a stressed out situation. They tend to eat a lot more than what they usually do. That is not a good sign either. Negative energy, ladies and gentlemen. You tend to be negative. You snapping out. You know, the person say something to you, somebody say something to you, and you like, and you're like, oh my God, why are you snapping? But you're snapping because your energy, especially negative energy, is transferred from one person to the next. It's never destroyed. I'm gonna say it again, ladies and gentlemen. Negative energy is transferred from person to person. It's never destroyed. It's never destroyed. So with that being said, you sometimes your negative energy can transfer. He, she is upsetting you. Guess what? You're going to be having a bad day. You're not going to be the best person you can be. You're not going to take your life to the level that it needs to be. You're not going to have that productivity, that positive energy, that growth, that progressive behavior. How can it grow in a negative environment, in a toxic environment? How can you be the best person on your job or be the best person with your business? How can you be the best person around your family or friends when you have this negative force? You have a negative force around you, and you have to decide, because you can be strong. The mind is powerful. When you make up your mind to do something, it can be done. You have to make up in your mind what it is you want with your life, and you have to stand on it. You have to stand on it. This is your life. You're the CEO of your life. You have to decide what it is you want with your life. And if this is what you want, you have to stand on it and do it. Yes. Yes. Moving right along. Number two. Now, mind you, we're talking about the six signs. Six signs that you are in a negative or toxic relationship. So that was number one. Six. Number one was negative energy. Number two, you are not happy with being in a relationship. Oh, that's a very common one, ladies and gentlemen. You're not happy. You're not happy about being in a relationship. No. Now, what do I mean by that? You're not happy because you're not feeling your best. It's almost similar to the first one I just explained. You're not feeling like you're not smiling with the person. The person is around. You're going to stare, like stare modes. Probably because you're like, what the hell am I doing here? You know, why am I doing here? What am I doing? You know, these questions probably have came across your mind. And if they have, a lot of times, I say 7 out of 10, you're not happy. Not happy with your situation. Now, it's not to say that the person can't change and make you happy. I've never said that. I'm not going to say that. That's a disclaimer I'm going to say. I've never said that the person can never change and make you happy. Now, if that has happened, kudos to you. But a lot of times it doesn't happen. A lot, not all. People are selfish. People want what they want. They might pretend to be somebody coming in a relationship, but in the end, their true colors always come out. It stands out very clearly. A lot of times people try to hide their intentions, their motives, what they're targeting. It always, always comes out. That's why I write with a mask. The mask falls off. That's what Nishayla Moore resembles. If you ever see my signature or anytime I say something on Facebook and I put NL, Nishayla Moore, I always put those little masks, those little clown masks behind it. That's to symbolize who I am as an author. What type of writing do I do? So you can understand why I say that. So yeah, it always falls off because they're going to basically be who they are, who they intended to be. It's never going to be what you think it is. Because they're hiding. They're not being honest. They're not being truthful. Yeah. Number three, you don't trust your partner. Oh my God, that's a classic. If you don't trust your partner, how positive can it be in the long run? There's going to be some type of bump in the road. You're going to have some type of clash. You're going to clash. You could pretend all day long, but at the end of the day, at some point, if you don't trust your partner, I don't know. You know, you tell me, because I'm going to tell you something. Now, it's levels to the trust. I'm going to say this. Trust as far as trust the person around you, your money or whatever you think, your accounts, your bank account, stuff like that. Very, you know, how can I say it? Important documents and stuff. Yes, you could trust them. You could trust them. But do you trust them when they walk out the door? Do you trust them when they walk out the door? Now, I've been in many situations. I'll say a couple. I've been in a couple situations where I trust a person when it comes to not stealing from me or this and that, you know. But when it came to them walking out the door, what they was going to do, were they going to cheat on me? Were they going to another woman's house? Were they going to sleep with another woman? Whatever that case may be. Yeah, I didn't trust them as far as I seen them. I'm just going to be honest with you. So I don't know. That's why I said it's kind of like levels to this, because I was half in, half out. I trusted you when it came to my money, meaning like I know you didn't steal. I know you didn't wasn't gonna take nothing from me because you had your own money. I knew that you had your own vehicle, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? You know, you had just as equally as much as me. But did I trust you with your penis? No, I did not trust you with your penis. I hope one of them are not listening, but yeah, I didn't trust him with his penis. Because when he walked away from me, or when he was not with me, and I had experienced things in the past with him, I knew there was a possibility that those demons were going to taunt him. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, I was half in, half out. There were times we would have good days, but then that demon would come out and he would do things to make me believe that it was back to the same old, and that was a problem. So I had half time, and half of the time it was good, half of the time it was bad. I'm just being honest with you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a testimony of my own conversation, my own talk show. Half of the time it was good, half of the time it was bad. So I don't know what you call that, but that is just as equally as a person you don't trust 100%. Now, I said it, because at some point, if the person have not shown you that they can be trusted, eventually it's going to spill all over and you're not going to trust them at all, period, regardless. And this is where I am, because I trusted him with the money. I trust him with my, I could give him my bank card. I knew he wouldn't steal. I could give him a card, say, go to the store, or I could give him, anything, in the house, anything. I could just trust him financially wise. But with that penis, no, I could not trust him. So that was, really weird, but it's facts. So if you don't have trust, that's a problem. Yes, that is a problem, ladies and gentlemen. That's number three. Yes. So you have to look and figure out where you are. This is your life. It's your relationship. You know the truth. You know the real truth. You live this every day. You have to be honest with yourself, because when the time comes and you get the blowout, and what I mean the blowout, the grand finale, when stuff just blows over because you've been ignoring it, don't blame nobody but yourself, because you ignored those signs, those red flags. Yes. Number four, you don't communicate effectively. Yeah, that's a big one. What do Nisha Lamore mean by that? You guys don't know how to communicate. You don't know how to communicate. Sometimes people are holding undercover grudges. Sometimes people feel that they don't have to answer to the other person. Sometimes people feel like you in my space, or you bothering me, or you being a detective. So it interferes with the truth of the matter. You should have a understanding with your partner. You should have communication with your partner. You should be honest with your partner. As far as with things like where you going, coming and going, or when if you answer a call and the person say, well, I called you or whatever, and they be evasive. They're evasive about not telling their whereabouts. It leads to other things. It leads to have you think that they were doing something else. It leads to problems. Yes. Basically. And again, if this is happening on a regular basis, you have to be honest with yourself. You have to be real with yourself. You have to be the man in the mirror, like Michael Jackson said. You have to be the man in the mirror and look at your life and understand that this is you. You are the reason why this is happening. Ultimately, because they can do it all day long, but are you going to continue to accept it? And this goes for me, you, whoever. Because Nisha Lamore did the same thing. I had to learn the hard way. I'm not arguing or begging nobody to do right or to be with me. Period. I'm sorry I had to be very passionate with that. Period. I'm not begging no one in the gate to do right, to do what they're supposed to do. Because these things are established when you first start dating. People supposed to know eventually that this is going to bother a person. I didn't say it sometimes in the beginning. Yeah, I give them a little credit. But in the end, no, it's no acceptance. You know that this bothers me. Why are you continually to do this? You know, so you have to be honest with yourself. You have to be honest with yourself. If they're not communicating with you, it's because they have something to hide in most cases. Or it could be they just feel rebellious and just feel like they don't have to. And that's an excuse again. So, hey, I said it. It's an excuse to not communicate with your partner. Because when you love somebody, you don't want them to feel anything but love. You don't want them to feel anything but love and understanding and know that you love them and you don't want to hurt them and they value this relationship or you value this relationship to know that, hey, I don't want to lose you. If they don't have that type of love, and I'm not saying to the point where it's, you know, overboard, but at some point you should feel, you know, some type of way like I want to be so upfront with you that I don't want you to have anything to think about or worry about, you know. And a lot of times people don't want to do that. They don't want to do it. They want to pretend as if it's you. You know, that's called deflection. When they deflect off of what is real and put it on you, they deflect. And if a person got to do deflection, guess what? Guess what? It's a game to them. And a lot of times they're narcissistic. You know, they want to play the game. And the game is chess, not checkers. So if they can get you on a page, they're going to have you thinking a certain way. Then, hey, that's what they're going to do. That's what they're going to do. Okay, moving right along. You don't feel connected to one another. Yeah, that's a classic. You don't feel connected. What do Nisha Lamore mean by that? You don't feel connected. You don't feel connected in a way that you basically, you feel like something is missing. It's a void. It's like, you don't feel close. You know what I'm saying? It's just like you're existing. Are you living or existing? You know what I'm saying? Because if you're living, you're really having the time of your life, the ups and the downs. You're enjoying each other. You're loving each other. You're learning each other. You're living your life to the fullest, whether it's good or bad. You want to learn everything about your partner. But are you just existing? Are you just there like a damn doormat? Are you just in a relationship doing the routine? You know what I'm saying? You know, you're living together, or you're around each other, and you're just doing routine because you're used to it. This is what it is. It's routine. You know, you're going to work, you're passing each other, you guys going to work, or you're passing each other, you come home, you cook, and it's just routine. You know what I'm saying? You say hello, good morning, they say hello, good morning, and that's it. That's it. You don't feel comfortable coming home telling, babe, let me tell you what happened to my day. Let me tell you the funnest thing that happened on my job. You see what I'm saying? You're not communicating. You rather talk to your girlfriend or your homie versus talking to your partner. You're not connected. You're not connected. And you don't feel it. You don't even have the desire to feel connected. And it could be, and I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to go there. Let's go there. You could be not connected in the bed. Yes, I said it. And I wish I had a man on this podcast right now that could confirm what I'm saying, which I know I'm telling the truth. But I wish I had a man right here that can say yes and verify everything I'm saying and give a testimony, because I have been in that situation. I have literally been in a situation where I was in a long-term relationship and we knew it was time for us to split. We knew it, and we just kept prolonging it, you know, overlooking the signs, overlooking the red flags, because we just didn't want to face the inevitable. We didn't want to face the inevitable. We didn't want to deal with the truth. The truth was before us, and we kept prolonging it, and it just was toxic. It was just as toxic and negative as ever. Oh my God, it was just so toxic. I would sometimes walk around mad at the world. He would sometimes be walking around mad at the world. And it was like, we didn't want nobody else to have us. You know, that's so toxic. To not want somebody else to be with the person, but you don't really want to be with the person. If you don't cut that damn relationship off and move on with your life, why are you holding on to the dead? And I don't mean the person is dead. The relationship is dead, buried. You know, it has turned to dust. You probably got maggots, you know, but you still want to hold on. And we're not talking about holding on if you have children, if you have something like an investment. Okay, you're making preparations. You know, sometimes you're making preparations. You want to do things what's in the best interest of the kids. You want to do things in the best interest of the building or the business. You know, because people have buildings together. People have businesses together. People have bank accounts. But you need to start preparing, because it just gets worse and worse and worse. And that's exactly what happened to me and him. I'm giving you a testimony, ladies and gentlemen. That's what happened to me and him. It just got worse. And it was just to the point, ladies and gentlemen, that sometimes I would like get up and like, oh, here we go again. I had to deal with it. Had to face it, because it was my decision. I couldn't blame nobody. It was my fault. I decided to deal with it. So guess what? At the end of the day, I had to deal with my own demons. He had to deal with his demons. But guess what? When we was intimate, it was like I was making love to the dead. I said it. Yes, I did. I've told you something, a testimony. It was like I was making love to the dead. It was nothing. I mean, when I say nothing, ladies and gentlemen, I felt nothing. I had lived with this person. I was with this person for years and years and years. And we had got to the place that it was really over mentally. It was over. And when we would just try to, I guess in my mind, in my heart, I'm going to be honest with you, I just wanted to make it work. I was trying. Even when I knew it was over, I kept trying. I'm just that type of person. I try to make it work. But at some point, I knew it was over. It was over. And I knew once I didn't feel anything, because I was still feeling something for him in the bedroom when we would, you know, be intimate before, but it just started withering away. It was withering until like the last part of our relationship. I remember like yesterday we were intimate and I just didn't feel anything. And this is a person that I had planned on possibly marrying and everything else. But I knew then, I said, all this time we spent together and we should have cut the ties sooner. But we didn't want to face the inevitable. We both was like trying to avoid the truth. We was trying to avoid what really had to happen. And it had to happen. We were done. We were done. And as soon as we both broke up, both of us had a lot of positive things happen to us. When he broke up with me, he just had a lot of things that me and him didn't do together. He had happened to him, and vice versa. So, like I said, it's up to you. This is your life, but you have to understand toxic and negative situationships, relationships. It never pans out the right way unless both people come together and be honest with one another. If both people are honest with one another and do the right thing and do what's best to make it work, it can work. But sometimes it just will never happen. Yeah, just never will happen. Because people lie to themselves and they lie to each other. Yes. So that was number 5, ladies and gentlemen. So we're doing 6 out of 6. So we're on the last one. The last one, ladies and gentlemen, before this podcast is over. You feel insecure. Number 6. You feel insecure, ladies and gentlemen. Now, what do Nishayla Moore mean by that? You feel insecure. This is the last one. 6 out of 6. You feel insecure when the person goes away from you. Are they sleeping with somebody? Are they talking to somebody? Are they really talking against me? Do they have loyalty for me? Those are all signs of insecurity, ladies and gentlemen. If you're feeling this type of way, it's toxic. It's negative. If he's feeling this type of way, vice versa, whatever the relationship is, whoever you're with in a relationship, if the person is feeling this type of way, it is toxic and it's negative. Because a person that you are with, I'm saying it loud and clear, that you know have feelings for you, that is loyal to you, that loves you unconditionally or love you and respects you, they're going to do what's right with or without you. I'm going to say it again, ladies and gentlemen. A person that is loyal to you, loves you, understands you, respects you, all the above, basically, you would not feel insecure because they're going to secure you. A person that really loves you and respects the relationship on every level, they're going to basically secure their relationship. I don't care what kind of relationship you got. They're going to secure it because they don't want you to feel some type of way that you're out seeking other people. You're out talking about their relationship, you know, or talking about you guys, what you guys do or what you're doing that they don't like. They want you to come talk to them. Don't you hate that, ladies and gentlemen? In closing, before I get off, don't you hate when people in a relationship and they go talk to everybody else instead of talking to the person they should be talking to? I mean, that makes my skin boil. Now, you say you want to make a relationship work. The worst thing you could do with Nishayla Moore is talk about our relationship with everybody else instead of talking about it to me. Because guess what? I'm the person that has to be in this relationship. I'm the person that's supposedly in this relationship. And I'm the person that wants to make it work, supposedly. So if you're not talking about it to me, guess what? How are we going to make it work? How are we going to make it work? If you're talking about it, you're going around talking about it to everybody. How are we going to make this relationship work? How are we going to get it right? How are we going to get on the right track? How are we going to make, you know, turn a negative into a positive? That's what you're trying to do. When you see those red flags, you need to, prepare to exit stage left, especially when a person is narcissistic. I'm going to say it again. Now, you do whatever you want to do. But if you want to spare yourself of the heartache and the mental anguish and the mental breakdown, when you see a person is doing that, has no loyalty, no love, no respect, no understanding, guess what? It's pretty much a wrap on the relationship. You just haven't came to agreement or acceptance of what has to happen. And that's truly on you. And don't go around with the sad story and the violin, telling everybody your sad story. You know, you go to, when you don't get the reaction that you want, you go to this house, or you get on the phone with this person, you get on the phone with this person, because you want a certain type of reaction to agree with what you're doing. When you know already the solution of the problem. You already know the solution of the problem. But because people are not giving you what you want, you're going to go to 50 people till you get that one person and say, yeah. You see what I'm saying? But you know the truth. You know the truth. Act on your truth. You deserve better. You know, your life is so precious. You only get one. You only get one. So when things don't go or pan out the way you wanted to, don't blame nobody but yourself. Don't blame nobody but yourself. You know, Nishayla Moore had to go through it. Let me just say that in closing. I had to go through a whole lot to get to this platform. I went through so much. It was ridiculous in relationships. You know, I always had a man. And I'm not trying to brag, ladies and gentlemen. I kept a man. You know, I'm not going to say all that bragging right now. You know, because I'm not trying to be on that. I'm seeing somebody, but I don't want to appear to come off like I'm bragging, like, oh, I keep a man. No, that's not what I'm on right now. But back in my time when I was younger, I kept a man. I kept a man. And I'm just telling you what it is. You know, if you knew me, or you knew my history, or knew my family members, or knew my girlfriends, they said, oh, baby, she kept a man. So I can talk about this. I've been through relationships. Not just one or two. I've been through it. So I'm not bragging. I'm just trying to validate or get you to understand that I'm not just speaking out the side of my neck. I've been through a lot to be a testimony and to be on this platform to say what I'm saying. A lot of people are speaking on platforms have never experienced anything. You understand? Nishayla Moore has been on this platform and can gladly say, I've been through this stuff I'm talking about repeatedly, more than once. So I don't have a problem with somebody trying to challenge me and say this, you know, say their comments, whatever, because it's just that, a comment. It's a thought. Like I said, if you was in my circle and you understood where I came from, I used to be reckless. You know, I've been on both sides of the fence. You know, I've been not right and I've got done not right, meaning I was in a position where I just was reckless as a young lady, you know, because I had it like that back then. But right now I'm more mature, my spiritual side. I'm living in a different way. I'm walking different. I'm talking different. I'm acting different. So my whole movement is totally different. And guess what? I'm being blessed different. See, when you change your environment, everything, when you change from a negative to a positive, guess what? Everything around you change. It start to blossom like flowers. You know, when you start pouring water into that dead flower and you start putting some seeds or whatever, or nurturing that dead flower, guess what? It starts to blossom. And that's what I am. I'm a rose right about now. But at the same time, I had to go through this stuff. You know, I'm not saying it like I should have went through it, or I should have did it, or I should have received whatever I received. I'm saying, in order for me to be on this platform, I had to go through the things that I went through. You know, that was my destiny. That was Nichelle Lamore's destiny. And I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. I'm really not. I'm happy I went through it, because now I got eagle eye on all these people. If I'm not in a relationship today or tomorrow, guess what? I'm eagle eye on everybody. I see you clear. I don't even have to say anything and I can see everything about you. I know my intuition. I say 85 to 90%. I'm on the money on everything. Now the 10%, 10, 15%. Guess what? I'm human. I don't know everything, but guess what? I've been through enough to see clear and speak about it. I am on the level that, with or without somebody, and I'm not bragging, I'm just telling you what it is. I could speak about a relationship and be on the money without even having a whole panel. Now, I would love to have panels. Panels is beautiful because you get to see the variety of people's opinions and thoughts and everything, views. That is beautiful. But guess what? If I don't have one person on this panel with me, I could tell you I'm strong enough to speak everything that I speak. And you could go read about it, look it up, and you're going to say, Nichelle Lamore on the money. She on the money. And this is all natural flow, baby. This ain't no script. It's not a script. This is coming from my thoughts, from my past experiences. This is coming from all the things in my life that I'm sharing with the world. So I'm blessing you, and you blessing me by listening. I'm blessing you with my life and my experiences and my testimonies, and you blessing me by getting on my platform and you listening. Because one day this is going to be used in my bio or whatever, my greatness as I go up the ladder. They're going to look at all this one day. So you keep rocking with Nichelle Lamore. You keep rocking and keep following. Share, like, and follow. It's only going to get better. It's only up for me. It's only up for me. But I just wanted to say to you guys, it's very serious. Get out of that toxic relationship, toxic environment, negative situation. Now, if you cannot get out, don't listen to me. I'm only giving you advice if you can apply it to your life, if it's beneficial. But if it's not beneficial, don't do that. You got to do what's best for you, you know. But in the end, nothing toxic is going to be a positive energy. You're not going to get a positive outcome with negative environment or negative energy, you know, or toxic energy or toxic environment. You have to change, and the person has to change in order for that to happen. And if the person is not changing, guess what? You're going to get the same results. And you're wasting your life. You're wasting your time. I don't waste no time on anybody. I got to keep it moving. If you don't want to change, guess what? I'm going to change. I'm going to say it again before we close. If you don't want to change, guess what? Nichelle Lamore is going to change, because I deserve it, or to myself. I'm not going to put myself through anything, you know, to hurt myself, my mind, my body, my spirit, my soul, whatever, even my body. Because if I'm sleeping with a man and we're not connected and we're not there and he's not for me, what am I giving my body up to him for? It has nothing to do. Sex, in closing, is not just about the penetration. It's not just about the penetration. It's mental. It's spiritual. We have to be connected on other levels before you penetrate me. When you penetrate me and I have nothing and I feel nothing, that means we're not connected. Say it again, ladies and gentlemen. If you're getting penetrated, whether you're a man or woman, guess what? And you feel nothing, that's no connection, like a disconnected phone. So if you want to waste time on something that may not happen or gamble with your life, hey, don't pull out the violin and start talking about shoulda, coulda, woulda, somebody should have told me this, that, and the third. Accept responsibility as an adult. Otherwise, move on with your life. Live your life. It's plenty of people out here that will do what the other person won't do. You just have to be patient and love yourself to live and be occupied and do things to be better in your life while you wait for that person. See, a lot of times we value relationships so bad that we just relationship, man, man, woman, woman. Guess what? You can't even focus on being a better person. You can't focus on doing better for yourself. Focus on yourself. Focus on yourself and love on yourself. I guarantee you'll find a whole lot of people that'll want to be with you, that'll want to do right by you. Trust me. I'm a living witness. Anytime I focus on myself, I don't have, and I'm not bragging. I've never had a problem meeting somebody or getting in a relationship. I've just never had that problem. Praise God. But at the same time, I have to be careful because I have to protect my energy. And I have to protect my, you know, because I'm a good person. I have to protect that. And you should do the same. You should do the same. So with that being said, Nishayla Moore is out. Like, share, and follow. Thank you guys for rocking with Nishayla Moore. We almost at 56 minutes. So that means this was a real live podcast. And I was rocking today. I was giving it to you in a very, very, I was giving it to you the right way. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about intimacy. You know, some people might go to the left field, but I'm talking about I gave you the real Nishayla Moore. Like I didn't give you no shorts today. I came with the come on, or come on with the come on. You know what I'm saying? However they say it. You know, I brought it to you. I brought the real to you today. So I hope you appreciate everything, all my thoughts and views. You can always verify what I say. Have no problem, because I do a thorough investigation before I hit these podcasts. And I know what I'm saying is true, at least 85% to 100%. So with that being said, like, share, and follow. Nishayla Moore is bringing other things. Stay tuned. Continue to follow. My website is www.nishaylamoore.net. Cop the book. See how I think. Cop the book. There are going to be a lot of other interesting things that, you know, I'm doing. And like I said, just rock with me and you will see. I thank you guys. This concludes this very interesting podcast. But this is how we had to come. We're coming with 2022. We're not playing no games. We're coming in the door. We're doing what we got to do. We're not taking no shorts, and we're not wasting no time. You feel me? We're coming in the door doing what we got to do. You know what I'm saying? Surround yourself with positive energy, people that want to have something, people that's going to take you to the next level or help you get to the next level. Because they can't necessarily take you, but they have to motivate you to want to get to the next level. That's where I'm at right now. I'm connecting myself to people with positive energy. You know, that's going to help Nishayla Moore, enhance Nishayla Moore. So with that being said, Nishayla Moore is out. Enjoy your day. I love you guys. I always tell you guys, what do I always say in the ending? I love, love, love you guys, because without you, ultimately, there would be no Nishayla Moore. I mean, I would be there, but I would just be there. So I appreciate the ones that's rocking with me. Keep following. Trust me, I'm never going to disappoint. I always got something brewing up, stirring up, and all the above. I love you guys. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and God bless. Remember, positive people, positive energy.